Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're efforting both sides of this rather substantial Pratt & Whitney strike, first time in more than two decades, and also potential for something to happen over at Electric Boat as well later this month. Dave Sullivan, the vice president for this region's International Association of Machinists, was supposed to join us at 7:20, but he'll join us at 8:10. We had a little bit of a connectivity issue. Someone has been covering both Pratt & Whitney and potentially Electric Boat is Paul Schott from CT Insider. He joins us now on Brian & Company. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Good to be here.
Thanks for coming on. You know, the question I put to Dave Sullivan, and again, our connection was bad. We're going to reconnect, is what do the machinists want that they haven't been offered? And I'm curious of your view of what's going on right now in this standoff between the machinists and Pratt & Whitney.
Right. So that is the key question in light of the machinists who work at the company's plants in East Hartford and Middletown rejecting on Sunday the company's last best and final contract offer and simultaneously voting to strike. So from talking with the leadership of their union, I am, and talking with lots of the members on picket lines the past couple days, there are really three key things, which are, having better compensation and benefits, job security, and just like a better, working, environment, and just like more commitment from the company. So the company has, said that they've, proposed a number of things such as general wage increases, larger payments to pension plans and 401k plans, other things such as a signing bonus if the machinists were to ratify a new contract. But those proposed terms have been unsatisfactory, of course, so far. And here we are now in day three of the strike.
Yeah. Yeah, those salary increases are close to 10%, over 3 years. And, again, a lot of people, in the workforce, things are tight right now for a lot of different people. I'm curious on the corporate side, we're efforting, to talk to Pratt & Whitney, and it's been difficult. Is your sense that they're going to sit tight on this proposal for a while?
Well, that's another key question. So as of right now, there has not been any announcement from the company saying that they're going to enter into a new round of contract talks. They put out a statement right after the strike was announced on Sunday saying that they were, standing by that offer. But, of course, in order to resolve the situation, in order to resolve and end the strike, the parties will have to come together again at some point, because a new contract will need to be approved in order to resolve this situation. So while there isn't a firm date that's been announced thus far, at some point the company and the union are going to have to
do something,
come together again in order to resolve it.
We're talking with Paul Schott from CT Insider. You know, before I get to one sort of macro question, if you compare to electric boat, they have I think a contract due in like a week and a half. The offer from electric boat over the course of that contract, the compensation increases over 20%. What's the issue with them, and what is your sense of the likelihood that they might strike?
Right. So then concurrently, we have a comparable situation in Groton involving the union that represents their marine drafters, which is a group of employees that focus on the design of the submarines. And yes, there's some number of parallels. Obviously, another very large manufacturer, based here in Connecticut. And in terms of the contract talks, yes, the company in this case, Electric Boat, is saying that they're going to offer these wage increases totaling more than 20% over the course of a new contract. But UAW, the union that represents the marine drafters, is saying that those terms are still not adequate or satisfactory, in large part because they have a number of other demands that they say that the company is not meeting, such as saying that they need a certain cost of living adjustment. They're also seeking pension plans for all of their members, and they haven't had that in over a decade now. You have, and they want other things such as profit sharing. So essentially, with both Electric Boat and Pratt and Whitney, the wage increases that the companies are offering are unsatisfactory, inadequate to the unions at this time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think pensions are coming back. And it's a publicly traded company, so I don't know about profit sharing. Maybe it's some sort of stock purchase plan or something. I don't know. We're talking with Paul Schott from CT Insider. The biggest question, Paul, really is for me, because if I was a worker, I'd want to be compensated fairly for my work. And if I was the company, I want to be able to make the product that makes the company go. The question for me as a Connecticut resident who's not directly affiliated with either company or any of the employees is, would the companies take this frustration? Because there's a tight labor market here in Connecticut. And so I think the labor is like, listen, there's a tight market. They need us really badly. Would either company it's hard for EB, obviously, but say we're taking some of this work elsewhere. We're going to leave the state.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Right. I mean, that is a good question. And particularly in the case of Pratt and Whitney, talking with a lot of the folks, a lot of the machinists on the picket lines these past couple of days. Job security is a big issue. I think the bigger issue is whether just the company just decides kind of in the course of business that it wants to focus more on other locations. I know from talking with a number of the workers that they're concerned about the company's recent and ongoing expansion down in North Carolina, particularly a facility that Pratt & Whitney has in Asheville, North Carolina. So that's an ongoing concern. And that's, again, one of their key, demands is they want greater assurances or guarantees of job security. So I think, you know, I think that's something that, you know, that companies are always like assessing where, you know, are the right. best locations and where should they put their people, you know, and equipment. So I think that's an ongoing dynamic, but definitely that is a crucial, you know, one of the biggest, you know, concerns for the machinists at Pratt & Whitney. Essentially, they're asking the question, are the jobs that we have today, are they still going to be here, you know, in 2-3, you know, more years time from now?
Right. And my point is the strike itself may factor into that question, that very question. Just the fact that they're having massive problems with this contract. I don't know if that's true or not, but I mean, that could contribute to the question of their job security. Paul, thanks so much. You go to listen, ctinsider.com. Just Google Paul Schott, S-C-H-O-T-T, and CT Insider, and he's been covering a ton of the Pratt & Whitney and also rode on Electric Boat. Paul, let's stay in touch because the EB is, you know, it's right around the corner, so we'd like to stay in touch.
For sure. Thanks, Brian.
All right, Paul, have a good day.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.